This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Lawmakers draw government's attention to advancing the country towards prosperity and good governance in House of Representatives meeting. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says false accusations are being made against the government and leadership at a time when development and good governance are gaining momentum. Over 5 billion rupees unspent budget goes back to state treasury. And WHO says climate change driving malaria surge in Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to working towards ensuring economic prosperity, development and good governance in the country in the House of Representatives meeting. During the special time of the meeting, Nepali Congress lawmaker Rajendra Kumar Kesi said that the tradition of distributing budgets in a conventional manner should be stopped and instead a budget focused on creating jobs, increasing production and boosting exports should be introduced. CPNUML lawmaker Padam Giri demanded that the government inform the parliament about the ongoing investigation regarding the 250 million rupees found in Dokha, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Centre lawmaker Madhav Sapkota drew the government's attention to addressing the demands raised by protesting teachers, doctors, local government employees, civil servants and microfinance victims. Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Manish Jha urged that while preparing the budget, the focus should be on formulating strategies for the country's prosperity rather than pleasing party workers and middlemen. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party lawmaker Gyan Bahadur Shahi commented that some changes in the system are necessary to transform the country's situation. CPN Unified Socialist lawmaker Rajendra Pandey remarked that the presence of protesting teachers, doctors and cooperative victims on the streets shows the government's failure to ensure good governance. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Tourism Bill 2081 has been presented in today's meeting of the National Assembly. On behalf of the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia presented the Tourism Bill 2081. Similarly, the meeting tabled the Constitutional Council work duties, rights and procedures, First Amendment Bill 2079, which was received with a message from the House of Representatives. The meeting also passed a condolence motion on the demise of former Constituent Assembly and House of Representatives member Tirtha Ram Dongol and former House of Representatives member Kamal Koirala. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said that a shared commitment is necessary to address citizens' problems and to ensure good governance. Prime Minister and CPNUML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has called for proving the allegations that he is closely encircled by middle persons. Speaking at an inaugural session of the 4th National Conference of the Madan Bhandari Foundation here today, the leader said those who believed in trickery, conspiracy and cheating in politics have shamelessly accused that middle persons have access to his bedroom, stating that the formation of the UML Nepali Congress coalition government is the need for the hour. He said false accusations are made against the government when the political stability, development and good governance have taken a pace in the nation. The UML chair further said that the party wished to get further established by its ideologies, integrity and credible efforts. The Committee for Monitoring and Evaluating the Implementation of the State's Directive Principles, Policies and Obligations has advised the government to come up with new policies and programs in a way that they could determine the direction of the nation and they are worthy of trust from the civic perspectives. A meeting of the committee today, it stated that the Directive Principles, Policies and Obligations of the State are the guidelines for the operation of the state. The meeting directed the government to present reliable policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2082-83 Bikram Samvat so that they can be addressed by the budget. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajinota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabakura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. ओभर 5 billion rupees budget from various bodies has been returned to the state treasury, citing the funds remained unspent. The majority of the refunded budget falls under capital expenditures. Among the agencies returning the highest amounts are the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation and the Millennium Challenge Account Nepal Development Committee, MCA Nepal. According to Ambika Prasad Khanal, the ministry's information officer, 53.4 million rupees was refunded under general expenditures, while a significant 5.03 billion rupees was returned under capital expenditures. Towards the capital expenditures, those bodies refunding the budget are the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, the Election Commission and the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation. Towards the capital expenditures, the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation refunded 2.35 billion rupees, while the MCA Nepal refunded the budget around 2 billion rupees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, and Pakistan's Ministry of National Health Services have sounded the alarm over a sharp rise in malaria cases across the country, linking the surge directly to the impacts of climate change, Dawn reported. According to the ANI news agency, with more than 2 million cases reported annually, officials warned that intensified action is urgently needed to contain the growing threat to Pakistan and the wider region. The warning was issued on the occasion of World Malaria Day, with both WHO and Pakistani authorities calling for a collective push to combat the disease. WHO urged governments, organizations and communities to step up support for malaria elimination efforts. The death toll from a large explosion at a port in Iran's southern Hormozgan province on Saturday has risen to 28, the official IRNA news agency reported on Sunday. IRNA stated that the number of individuals injured in the blast and subsequent fire had reached 800, with 6 people still missing. According to Xinhua news agency, the cause of the incident remained undetermined. The semi-official Tasmin news agency quoted Hormozgan's Governor Mohammad Ashouri Tajiani on Sunday as saying a limited fire starting near several containers in an area of the port at 12:05 p.m. local time expanded and caused this significant explosion approximately 90 seconds later. He also announced 3 days of public mourning in the province following the deadly blast. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi and Madhes provinces, along with hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers draw government's attention to advancing the country towards prosperity and good governance in House of Representatives meeting. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says false accusations are being made against the government and leadership at a time when development and good governance are gaining momentum. Over 5 million rupees budget goes back to state treasury, and WHO says climate change driving malaria surge in Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.